And we're back with another episode of Daily Dumbass. I am Dipshit Dal. This episode, we're going to be talking about Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Season 2. And on that episode, or on that season, a couple funny episodes. When I ended the last one talking about Always Sunny, I said that I didn't really care for the episodes with the mom in it. But after I rewatched them, I guess I got to backtrack on that. Those episodes are pretty funny. And if you're listening to the Always Sunny podcast, they're not quite to season 3. I think they're not done with season 2 reviewing that one yet. So I wonder if at one point they're going to incorporate their podcast onto their show to where they make it seem like some lost tapes. And it's funny because listening to the podcast, I could tell that's kind of how their writer's room sort of is. So it's funny in the fact that right now it's a podcast of them watching their show and kind of breaking it down. So I think it'd be funny if at one point on the show they're listening to the podcast and break it down. And then it creates like a whole psycho loop that can never be broken because they're constantly going to be, you know, the show will be out for a couple more years. If the podcast goes as long as what the show's gone and is going, they're going to have to do every single episode. And while they're talking about past episodes, they're going to have ideas from past stories or whatever. And then other episodes are going to incorporate. I think that what will happen is they're going to end up doing the podcast and a lot of bits will come to their head, or they might say something, and then they're going to make bits off of whatever they're kind of talking about too. I can kind of see like the podcast is a sort of way of them brainstorming, or it could be a way of them brainstorming their new episodes. I guess right now, on the last episode, the last few episodes that they posted on their podcast, it was a, they were at the editing house, so they're editing season 15. On the, some of the episodes of the podcast, they're talking about how they're filming season 15, so, yeah, they're going to be able to, as long as the show keeps on coming out, and they just keep on doing a podcast about the show, then they're going to be able to keep on going and going and going with that. It's an interesting infinity loop that they kind of have worked out. And that's what I have to say about that. It's a good show. It's, if you like it the first time you watched it and you haven't rewatched it, it's funny the second time, funny the third time. It's really cool how a lot of the subjects that they hit on per season ends up being shit that pops up like later in the news. It's just, I guess, kind of like the South Park thing of predictions. And I don't know. This is just kind of something that I've been doing content-wise, is watching the season and want to break it down. I'd say that I would do that with South Park. I don't know if that'd be interesting, where I just kind of break down each season per episode. But even if it doesn't sound interesting, don't listen to it, you know? The last episode I did was Nostra Dumbass, talking about what I think the presidential elections could hold for 2024, and also me talking some dumb stock stuff. So really just talk about whatever, and if you want to listen, you can listen. If not, I don't care. But season 2, if you don't have Hulu, go ahead, just get Hulu. You could check out Always Sunny on there. FX, all of FX's stuff is on Hulu, so that's really cool. And so I'm gonna run through the list of episodes. They got Charlie Gets Crippled, and in there, the guy's This is the when they first bring in Danny DeVito, and the guys are Dennis runs them all over in the car, and Charlie's legs are broken, and Mac and Dennis decide that they're going to fake being crippled to try and get some girls. Charlie finds out that Frank or Danny DeVito could be his dad at the end of season one, and that kind of gets touched on throughout the season. And they're bringing in actually, I just jumped way ahead, my bad. Right now, Danny DeVito's introduced as Charlie's not. God damn it. Danny DeVito's introduced as Dee and Dennis's dad, and their mom comes in, and according to Danny DeVito, their mother is a lying, cheating whore. And Danny DeVito, his character is really, really funny. Really brought the show together. But yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself. So they got Charlie gets crippled, they got the gang goes jihad. Dennis and Dee go on welfare, which is one of the best episodes. And on there, it's funny because they talk about how Dennis and Dee would have made more money on unemployment than they would have made actually working at the bar. And it's a really funny episode. The next episode is Mac bangs Dennis's mom. And it's a funny one. You got a friend banging his friend's mom and him trying to hide it from them and everything like that. One thing I did forget to mention that in the first season episode, they also have the transgender issue before it was a real issue of Mac putting in time to hook up with a, in their words, tranny who is not yet gotten rid of hasn't yet gotten rid of the sausage in the pants, if you know what I'm saying. And that's kind of the first time that they touch down on Mac kind of being gay, which if you haven't seen the show, spoiler alert, Mac might be gay. And also that I forgot to mention, one of my favorite parts from season one was the whenever they went to go visit Dennis and Dee's grandfather, and Charlie found the Nazi uniform. It was funny stuff. But also episodes that are on season two are $100 Baby. And that's where, they're boxing. They end up taking steroids. The Gang Gives Back is one where they have to do community service. And they're playing basketball, and Dennis tries to pick all the black people for one team. The season two, episode seven, the gang exploits a miracle. They find a water stain that looks like it could be the Virgin Mary, and they try to get it blessed, and that's where we're introduced to Rickety Cricket, and they end up having Rickety Cricket come in as a priest. And the original story on season one was that they were gonna have the dude who they were accusing of molesting the McPoyles. It was gonna be a priest, and FX pushed back on that. It was like one of the few things FX did push on. And they said, no, you're not gonna have it be a priest. And so they had to change it to the gym teacher. And so they wanted to incorporate a priest into the show. So they brought in one of the writers on the show who plays Rickety Cricket. That's one thing I've liked about Always Sunny is the writers and the producers of the show are on the show. It's cool, but on that episode, they're trying to get Rickety Cricket to bless the stain. He said he's not going to do it. They tell Sweet Dee that she should hit on the priest to get him to do what they want. And so she ends up telling him that she loves him, gets him to leave the priesthood. It's a whole thing. pretty funny. And then at the end, she tells him that she don't love him, and you know, because he quit the priesthood and he can't bless Stain, and she was just trying to do it to help the gang. The gang runs for public office. They're trying to solicit a bribe to take on, to, you know, be in office. And then they figure out that public office don't make shit for money. So they decided to back out of it. Next episode was Charlie Goes America on everyone's asses. And on that one, they're told that they can't smoke in the bar. And they don't think it's right. And Charlie and Deandra go to do a protest where Charlie sees that the protest is just a paid actor. Dee thinks that she could continue doing her acting stuff. And, yeah, that's how that one fell down. Season 2, episode 10 was Dennis and Dee get a new dad. And that's whenever they find out that some philanthropist is actually Dee and Dennis's dad. And that Frank is not the dad. And Frank goes on a whole thing yelling and pretty cool. The rant that he goes on. And they find out that the other guy's his dad. And then that's whenever it comes in that Frank is Charlie's dad. And we end the season there with a huge cliffhanger, and you're wondering, oh my god, is that his dad? And will this ever be resolved? And I kind of already spoiled that, and I'm sure you've already seen the show, because by this point I'm talking about something that came out in 2016, so fuck off, alright? Check out Always Sunny Philadelphia. It's a great show, and I will end up doing the season 3 episode, watching that. It's hard to find interesting stuff to watch, so sometimes I like to rewatch stuff. And now that I'm rewatching stuff, why not do a podcast about the stuff that I'm rewatching? You know? You know? Whatever. I'm Dipshit Dal. This is Daily Dumbass. Deuce.
He's an ass. And he's dumb. Dumbass.
Dumbass, 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 dum